Mr. Vice President, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegations. Last night, we lost many innocent lives to a devastating bomb attack in Manchester, United Kingdom. I extend my deepest condolences to all victims and their loved ones. Let me reiterate to the World Health Assembly that the government of the Republic of Korea stands firm against all forms of violence. Now, allow me to join my fellow delegates to thank Dr. Margaret Chan for her outstanding leadership and passionate devotion to public health over the last decade. During her tenure, tremendous progress has been made. The world has seen a continued improvement in major health indicators, including increased life expectancy and decreased infant and child mortality. WHO has become a more effective, transparent, and accountable organization through the reforms over the last years. More recently, Dr. Chan has created the new WHO Health Emergency Program that has enabled this organization to better respond to emergencies. This remarkable achievement would not have been possible without her dedication and leadership. Despite progress, health is facing new and complex challenges such as climate changes, migration, urbanization, and new pathogens. These issues cannot be addressed by a single country, nor by the health sector acting alone. The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development clearly recognizes this. My government has learned it in a hard way from the outbreak of MERS in 2015. Today, I'm proud to speak about how we have changed our ways of thinking for public health, and as a result, the Ministry of Health and Welfare is working together with other ministries and various stakeholders. A good example is our multi-sectoral collaboration on environmental health. For protecting population's health from the deteriorating air quality, particularly by fine dust, we have considered all relevant factors going beyond the health. From this One Health perspective, my government established a comprehensive national plan engaging various sectors of government. We also had a constructive dialogue at a ministerial level with neighboring countries. I believe that this can be the right approach to advance the sustainable development agenda by 2030. To achieve 13 health targets in the SDGs, best practices, as well as financial and technical assistance, should be shared across member states. Public and private partnerships will allow us to benefit from private sector's innovations and hence should be further promoted. In this context, WHO's leadership is more crucial than ever, and it needs the full support of all member states. This year, the Republic of Korea took on the chairmanship of the GHSA steering group. I am pleased to announce that my government will undertake joint external evaluation, JEE, in August this year. We endorse the importance of IHR from the One Health perspective and encourage more countries to undertake this evaluation. Based on the result of JEE, countries should be provided with necessary support to fill the gaps in their IHR core capacities under strong coordination by WHO. Ladies and gentlemen, later today, we will elect a new WHO Director General. I'm confident that the new leader will build on the legacy of Director General Margaret Chan and guide us for protecting health of all population while continuing the reform of WHO. The Republic of Korea reaffirms its full support to WHO, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you for building better health system. Thank you. 감사합니다.